Chapter 3. From a Garden in Fornaluth, Mallorca, by Frederick Gore. Having an original canvas in your hands by a member of the Royal Academy provides all sorts of opportunities. Puzzled by the confusing title Fauna Lux scribbled on the back of the canvas, I phoned the RA explaining that I was a member of the art staff at a college which owned an original by Frederick Gore and was curious to find out more from the artist, if at all possible. To my surprise, I was given his phone number, something which would not happen today with our new privacy laws. And within minutes, I was in conversation with the artist. Yes, Fornaluth was where the Gore family spent holidays on the Spanish island of Mallorca. This gave my wife and me the idea for our summer holiday. On the cover of our Mallorca guidebook was a small section of the map of the island, and there in the middle of the small section was the village of Fornaluth, which the guidebook described as the most beautiful village not in Mallorca, but in the whole of Spain. A good sign. My wife and I booked into a hotel on the coast at Puerto de Sayer. We took the tram to Sayer and set off on foot up the sunny valley to Fornaluth, walking among the orange groves and overlooked by the mountains seen in Frederick Gore's colourful painting. Fornaluth was very attractive, with steep, narrow streets and squares. We lunched on crevettes cooked in garlic butter at a taverna, overlooking the hill up which we had arrived. Our view was framed by bougainvilleas, and I reflected on the journey, prompted by a phone call and the title on the back of a canvas to this idyllic island scene. In the art studio, Frederick Gore's painting became the focus of a colour exercise with mature students. They assessed the work and concluded that Gore had used a wide range of rich post-impressionistic colours when painting stone walls, fruit trees and purple mountains. However, the tones had been reduced to a minimum, giving an atmosphere of heat and Mediterranean light with his rich palette. The brief to the mature students was to narrow the tone range in a painting of their own while extending the colour range to include as many strong and unfamiliar colours as they dare. One of the very able watercolour painters took up acrylics in order to explore the strong colours, with the result that when his painting of the Dorset coast was exhibited, a collector of his work, an art college vice principal, confided that it was one of his best. So, two kinds of journey had been prompted by Frederick Gore's canvas. For the experienced artist, a journey into the use of a new colour range, and for my wife and me, a memorable holiday, the first of several on Mallorca.